Hi, my name is Pete McCall. Welcome to episode 132 of All About Fitness. This episode is going to be a quick fit tip. Quick fit tips are just little brief episodes where I give you a little bit of information, give you one or two things to think about, and let you know what's happening and what to expect on upcoming episodes of All About Fitness. If you've been a regular listener of All About Fitness, I want to apologize. I've been dark. I've been a little sporadic about the amount of sessions I've put up the last couple months. There have been a variety of reasons for that. A little bit's personal, a little bit professional. I've had a variety of different things going on. The really cool thing, and you'll hear a lot about it, is I recently completed a book that's out by Human Kinetics. It's called Smarter Workouts, The Science of Exercise Made Simple. What I did was I took my 15 years of experience teaching personal trainers and came down with, I've gotten very effective at giving very easy to understand explanations of how exercise changes the body. And I put that 15 years of experience into Smarter Workouts. There'll be a link in the show notes. Anyway, I've been finishing that up. If you want to learn more about exercise and how to make it affect your life, that's why I wrote it. On this episode of All About Fitness, a quick fit tip though, I got a killer update for you. I got busy with work last fall and I got a pretty interesting proposal in my inbox. It turns out that Active Interest Media, they're the parent company of magazines like Yoga Journal, Backpacker, Auction Magazine, Eating Clean, Ski. They have a variety of outdoor and health-facing magazines. Well, Active Interest Media, a couple years ago, bought an organization called IDEA. IDEA is an organization of fitness professionals. It stands for the International Dance Exercise Association. I'll bet some of you who are IDEA members didn't even know that, but that's where it came from. IDEA has become a trade group, but years ago, it was one of the first original certifications, and they spun that out. That's where the American Council on Exercise came from. For a number of years, I've been a content developer, been a writer, been a speaker for IDEA. And this past year, I was doing an internally facing podcast for fitness professionals, for IDEA members. Well, this past fall, AIM, the parent company, said, we are interested in starting a podcast. Well, All About Fitness now is going to be the, All About Fitness is going to be the first podcast on the Active Interest Radio Network. So AIM is now moving into podcasting, which is phenomenal. It is exactly what I want to do with a podcast. What I'm trying to do with this podcast is bring you information for how to use fitness and exercise to enhance your quality of life. And I'm specifically doing it for the over 35 crowd. Myself, I'm 46 years old. I've been a fitness professional for a little bit more than 20 years. I travel the world educating fitness professionals. I write. I've helped create certifications for the American Council on Exercise. I speak at IDEA events. I work with major companies like 24 Hour Fitness, Nautilus, Stairmaster. I do a lot of things in fitness. I have a lot of connections. It's not about what I know. It's about me asking the right questions to give you information that you can use. So if you enjoy reading magazines, if you enjoy going to websites, if you enjoy listening to podcasts, this is going to be the best fitness, health, exercise podcast because I go straight to the source. I ask the people that create the programs. I'm friends with them. The people that create the products and invent the products, they are going to be on the show. You want to know about something? Send us an email. We'll figure out a way to give you more information about it. So if you're a regular listener of All About Fitness, I am super stoked. Hashtag Kira Stokes, who's going to be an upcoming guest. I am super stoked about what this means for the coming year. Upcoming guests, I am going to be doing interviewing Jen Wiederstrom. Jen Wiederstrom is a very well-known trainer. She's been on American Gladiators and Biggest Loser. And right now, she is working with a number of different people, coaching them towards better health. So Jen and I talk about the difference between coaching and training. What I'm about to go into is trends, the fitness trends for 2019. Other coming guests that you can expect. I'm doing a whole series on technology. One of the reasons why you haven't heard much from me is I have been recording a whole series of podcasts that I'll be releasing almost like Netflix, kind of releasing one after the other on tech, on technology. Is tech the best thing for fitness? And how is tech affecting our ability to sweat? And can using technology really help you get the results you're looking for? So I go into a whole in-depth investigation. I interviewed five or six different experts on technology. So what I'm going to go into for the rest of this quick fit tip is some of the top fitness trends of what you can expect to see in the coming year. Now, I've been writing these fitness trends for years for the American Council on Exercise, and I'm going to have the link to the blog below in the show notes. And this is really, it's basically, these trends are based on my observations. I travel the world. I work with the largest companies. I get information. I know when change of health clubs. I knew that a company called Cowboy Fit, or I knew that Cowboy Fit was going to be opening up a year before it opened up. And what's happening is you have Bears fit, 49ers fit. NFL owners are starting to open up gyms so people can go to an NFL-themed gym. So now you can buy a membership to a Dallas Cowboys-themed health club. That's pretty cool. Anyway, I knew about that about a year before it was public. That's the cool thing about doing what I do. So these trends are not based on hard empirical evidence and data. These trends are based on what we're seeing in the field. I talk to experts around the world, friends of mine, other educators, and I wish I could name them all who gave me feedback, but that's why I'm going to have the article below or the blog below so you can see that. One of the first trends we're going to see in the coming year is high-intensity interval training is here because it's effective, but we're going to see it evolve. Here's the mistake we've made. You can go back and listen to my interview with Martin Gabala to hear about how, why HIIT works. But here's the mistake we made. HIIT works, but doing too much of it is not good. So we have to do the right amount. We don't need to do more than 10 minutes of exercise at a time if we do it at the highest intensity possible. And with HIIT, it's about intensity, not duration. So we're going to see HIIT adjust quite a bit in the coming year. We're going to see group exercise instructors really continue to change. We're going to see group exercise instructors continue to change and evolve the way they teach classes. It used to be group exercise instructors said, follow me. Now they're coaching. So we are seeing an evolution in the group fitness experience. We're also going to see the way equipment changes. You know, for years we were used to, you know, all this equipment. We have barbells, kettlebells, medicine balls. Now we're seeing a lot more mini bands, those little loop bands that go around your ankles. We're seeing elastic bands. We're seeing power bands. Power bands, those larger rubber bands that help you with pull-ups. They can also do rubberized resistance for deadlifts, squats, and other barbell exercises. So we're going to see equipment, we're going to move more, in some directions, move more towards small elastic equipment. But I'm also betting that we're going to see an evolution back to, or not evolution, but a return back to machine training. Because nobody is getting younger. And a lot of these lifts, barbell, kettlebell, are very technical. And it can be intimidating for people who want the benefits of strength training. So we're going to start seeing machine training become popular again. I guarantee that you'll see that. Finally, what we're going to see is we are going to see a return or a continuation of functional, what we call functional training. And what this means, folks, is functional training means you use your entire body. You learn how to move. They're basic, and some people, there's some debate about the patterns, but there are a few patterns of movement. We can squat or hip hinge. We can lunge. We can push. We can pull. We can push overhead. We can push in front of the body. We can pull from in front of the body. We can pull from overhead, and we rotate. Those are the five basic patterns that we do that the body's designed to do. We can also lift, we can carry, we can throw. So we add a few others in there, but the fact is we're made to move. So quote unquote functional programs are really more about training your body how to move all muscles at one time. So we're going to continue seeing that to be popular going forward. Now, another thing, and this is just a hypothesis, we're going to see people move away from technology. People just want to exercise. I want to get away from my screen. I don't know about you, but when I go to the gym, my gym is the time to, except for when I listen to something on my headphones. Usually I'm listening to a podcast. But that's other than that, using my phone to listen to a podcast, I don't want to deal with technology. I just want to do stuff for an hour. I don't want to touch a screen. I don't want to respond to an email. And I think we're starting to see kind of a backlash to that. There are some of the trends that we're going to see in the coming year. I'm going to have the full blog down below. I am partnering with Active Interest Media. I am so excited about that. Content is not going to change, but what is going to change is distribution and access to certain guests. So not much is going to change in All About Fitness. Keep coming back. I guarantee you I'm going to do more of these quick fit tips. I'm going to be doing series like the fitness tech that's coming up. You guys are going to dig that. I got some of the top experts in the country talking about how fitness and tech are combining or how tech is trying to hack fitness. Some really cool stuff coming up. As usual, you can follow me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is PeteMC_fitness. That's PeteMC_fitness on Twitter. You can catch me, PeteMcCall_fitness on Instagram. That's PeteMcCall_fitness on Instagram. And I put a lot of fitness tips up on Instagram. I do little video tips, exercises that you should do, little programs that you can do. So please follow along on Instagram. And if you want to learn more about fitness, buy the book, Smarter Workouts. Link below will be in the show notes. Thanks for stopping by All About Fitness. As you can tell, I'm super pumped. And I look forward to having you join me for future episodes.